Good morning. It's Wednesday, 21st of October. Our New Testament reading today is John 15 and 16. I'm going to read to you from Brother David Nightingale's book on John. In this particular section, Brother David starts with a verse in chapter 13 and develops that through into today's chapter. So, I read from John 13, verse 34. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. The love of Jesus is then displayed qualitatively throughout its various aspects. First, there is joy. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. That's chapter 15, verse 11. We have hinted already that true joy is rooted in the disciples' experience of hardship and even deprivation. Jesus had previously said, "If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I." The Lord Jesus was about to be offered as the sacrifice for sin. His whole life had reflected the life of a servant, intent only upon doing his Father's will. The final sacrifice was about to be made, which would result in glorious victory over sin and death. Joy would come with the morning of resurrection and eternal life. Jesus, for the joy set before him, would endure the cross and despise the shame for love's sake. His joy sprang out of the prospect of completion and fulfilment in doing God's will. It finds itself rejoicing in serving others in the right way, at the right time, for love's sake. In making a true sacrifice, there is always a cost. David said that he would not bring to God that which had cost him nothing. We can imagine the Israelite family selecting the best of their flock in order to bring before God an acceptable offering. There was a price to be paid for bringing the best, and no doubt it brought pain and possibly personal deprivation. Jesus said to his disciples, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned to joy." Then in chapter 16, verses 20 to 22, Jesus uses the analogy of a woman in travail, and then says, "And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you." As we seek to serve day by day, and our acts of service are misunderstood, argued over, and even despised when they have cost us dear in terms of time, effort, and money, we are consoled by the view that our Master has been this way before us, and that our travail will be turned to joy. Joy is love's offering. And then we think about peace. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you." And "In the world," says Jesus, "ye shall have tribulation." Nevertheless, we have also been promised peace. It is that quality which will enable the believer to transcend the pressures, the inner turmoil and fears of the moment, howsoever they may arise. There is within an inner security, a knowledge that the Father is in control, and all things work together for good to them who are called according to his purpose. Sin is forgiven. Guilt is removed. When all is said and done, the one certainty in our lives is our relationship with the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are at one, at peace, and the love of God shall keep our hearts. Thank you for listening.